In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So it's hot as hell today, so I thought I would preach on sin. We have a sense around experience. Now, some Sundays can present a challenge to a preacher for a fresh word. And then there is this Sunday, where I, as a woman, am preaching after we've all heard God tell the prophet Hosea, go marry a slut. Gomer was a prostitute in the temple of Baal. And then God said to the prophet, have children with her and give them names that are certainly going to get them beat up in the schoolyard. This is one occasion where we would say prophetic enactment is a family affair, and the pun is intended. This rather extreme action is to symbolically communicate to Israel that no matter what, they will be called the children of God. The story of the ubiquity of sin and the depth of God's grace stands out a little bit more clearly than other times with the connection of our readings this Sunday. John Henry Newman observed that the entire human race is heir to a vast primordial catastrophe. The catastrophe is sin. Sin, with its power to enthrall us, its power to enslave us. Sin, with its power to lull us into false beliefs and lies, draining life from us and leaving us easy prey for death to clutch in its grasp. We cannot fully celebrate the power of Jesus Christ crucified unless we first accept and acknowledge our need in our own lives for the redeeming grace incarnate in Jesus, who nailed our debt to the cross, paid it in full, and in so doing, deposed and disarmed the powers, the principalities, the rulers, and the authorities of this world. We cannot live in the power of God who raised Jesus from the dead until we allow ourselves truly, intentionally, to be buried with him in baptism. In these weeks of violence around our country, and an increase of racial tension, it is essential for us as a people of faith to apprehend racism in its core definition. Racism is prejudice plus power, and we are called to stand against it. As a people of faith, we must take back our power given to us by the living God, living the life God has given us, letting ourselves be rooted and built up in Jesus. So what does it mean to be rooted and built up in faith? What does that look like in relation to what's happening right now? We begin by first naming the sin of racism in our own life. The social construct of racism is a lie that clouds the truth that we are all God's children. And it's not just words, it's truth. We are called to be color conscious, not color blind. We are called to actively cast out the idolatry of racism. A way to begin is we need to tell our stories. the whole human personal story with all its ugly bits. We need to listen to each other, to hold one another in and through the anger, the outrage, the pain, grief, and loss. And only then, when we have done that, can we truly be in authentic relationship with each other. We are called to be a prophetic people, not a perfect people, not a pure people, a prophetic people. Our prophetic enactment as a Christian church, as a congregation, as an Episcopal church, is very much a family affair as we proclaim we are all God's children. In the gospel today, Jesus reminds us of our condition. He says, if you who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Spirit to those who ask him? This congregation prophetically stood against racism by becoming a station stop on the Underground Railroad. Today, I ask you to prayerfully consider the need to continue to be a station shop now, but in a different way. In the week and weeks to come, I invite you to offer your daily prayers as Jesus instructs us today. Go to the Father, knock on his door, and keep pounding on our Father's door. Ask until you are hoarse. Seek until you are footsore. Plead for the Holy Spirit to guide us to stand against the lie of racism. And when the door opens, and it is open already and has been open, get up. Follow where the Holy Spirit is leading you personally and this congregation to take up the work of repair. Repairing what is broken. We have lived too long under the power of a lie. The truth that we hear in the grace of Jesus Christ today is that we are all children of the living God. Let us hold on to one another. God is not letting go of us until we do. Amen.